As I get started here, a while back, I briefly touched on the massive subject of faith. Today, I'll continue with that subject. I'd like to highlight three proofs of Noah's faith. And as a means of review, James said, faith without works is dead. And we're all well aware of that. And I'd like to also, as I begin here, make a quick quote from one of our booklets, Fundamental Beliefs of United Church of God, page 25. Page 25, quote, repentance from dead works and faith toward God are listed in Hebrews 6:1 as part of the foundation that ultimately leads to perfection and eternal life, end quote. Simple fact here, guys. The two, repentance and faith, are explicitly linked. God is very much aware that the way we live our lives is a direct testimony of our faith in Him. I talked briefly about all the heroes of faith listed there in chapter 11 of Hebrews, men whose lives were marked by faith. Each one exhibited actions that proved their faith in God. I also mentioned that at the time of Jesus, Judaism had deteriorated into a system of works, which God hates because it replaces Him with men. God created man, and man returned the favor. Man has created himself into little g, God, determining what is good and evil for himself. And we see that every day, don't we? So we see in chapter 11 of Hebrews, you might as well turn there because we'll spend probably the remainder of our time there, that the author, which I believe to be Paul, is using these Old Testament examples of faith to explain the concepts of faith that had long been forgotten by the people at that time. Yes, they were very religious, they were, but they had gotten so twisted into a works system that they forgot what faith was all about. They forgot. So the author of Hebrews 11 starts with Abel in verse 4 and then lists all of these Old Testament examples of faith. I'm going to highlight the example of Noah today simply because I find the experience of Noah incredibly interesting. And also because the life and work of Noah is very similar to that of the life and work of Mr. Armstrong in our time. Now, Noah illustrates faith that is obedient to God and His laws. He is a classic of all classics of believing in God, of saying, I believe you, God, and then doing something to prove it. His faith was not dead because he had works. His faith was active. It was alive. So we see in Noah, one who worshiped God, walked with God, and worked for God. It's interesting to see how some people can say that they believe in God and do nothing to show it, right? We see it. I see it every day. And then there are others who are committed, who believe God, and they actually do it. That was Noah. That was Noah. Now, three things in verse 7 of Hebrews, verse 7, three things tell us that Noah's faith was legitimate. One, he responded to God's word. He responded to God's word. Two, he rebuked the world. Now, that sounds rather offensive to some, I'm guessing. And three, he received God's righteousness. All are classic indications of faith. If you find someone whose faith is real, he will, one, respond to God's call and his word, i.e. baptism, and then following through and doing it. Two, live as a rebuke to the world. And three, he will receive God's righteousness, which comes to those who believe and obey the truth. First of all, Noah's faith was valid because he responded to God's word, God's call. Look at verse 7 of Hebrews 11. It says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Now let's stop right there for just a minute. Noah believed in God so much that he built this ark, this massive monolith, and this huge thing in the middle of nowhere, miles and miles from any ocean. I got to tell you, on a personal standpoint, I think after about 20 or 30 years, I would have begun to wonder what in the world is going on about this flood thing in the first place, right? I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you're building this incredibly huge boat in the desert. But this is faith. Faith responds to God's word. Faith doesn't question. It's obedient. Now, the choice is the same for every one of us. It is. We may live as if the message of God is of little value, or we may live as if the message of God is of absolute importance to our lives, above anything that's going on in this world. You know, after God has called you, mind you, that can be pre and post baptism, there are only two choices that we have to deal with: to follow or not to follow. What are we doing? What choice are we making right now? Remember what verse 1 said of faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. But you see, it's often the case that men who take God at his word look like fools. That's often the case. Just as an example, when Mr. Armstrong was beginning back in, the late 30s, to raise up the church, people thought he was absolutely out of his mind because the truth had been suppressed for so long. It was something absolute new, and they thought he was absolutely crazy because of it. But he kept on, didn't he? But you know, if it's obedience, it behooves us, don't you think? So Noah exhibited fantastic faith. What was the ground or the basis of his faith? Well, it was God's word. He believed that God meant what he said. He did, wholeheartedly. Noah did what he couldn't see, which solidified his faith as he responded appropriately to God's word. And the second thing, he rebuked the world. He rebuked the world. Back in Hebrews 11, verse 7. Hebrews 11, 7 again. It says, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world. Sounds like fighting words, doesn't it? He rebuked the world. Remember the simple act of telling someone that they must repent and believe? It's quite offensive in this society right now. Because telling someone that you must repent is doing what? And believe is doing what? It's telling them that they're living in sin. And no one wants to hear that. They certainly didn't want to hear it back in Noah's time. Noah was courageous. He did not back down. Will we? It is my belief that Christ is waiting to see in every one of us, individually and collectively as the church, if we're going to back down. Now, I have a quick question for you guys. Did you know that Noah was a preacher? Did you know that? You might ask, what did he preach? Well, 2 Peter 2, 4 and 5. 2 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5 tells us what he preached. It says, for if God did not spare the angels who sinned, again, we're in 2 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, delivered them into chains of darkness, and did not spare the ancient world, here it is, but saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness. So what did he preach? for 100+ years. He built that ark. His sermon every day was judgment is coming. Repent from dead works. Repent and believe in God for your refuge. That was his message. And for 120 years, he was rejected. For 120 years. That's amazing to me. Yet he rejected discouragement. And by faith, he went on with a living rebuke of his world. He rebuked his world because he was a man of faith. The world doesn't believe God. But if you do, you'll rebuke it. You will. Simply by believing and obeying God. Your actions will be a judgment against Satan's dark world. Noah didn't downplay the message of God, neither did Mr. Armstrong. Isaiah 58:1. I'm not going to turn there, I'm just going to briefly quote it. Isaiah 58:1, if you're taking notes, please go back and read it for yourself. It says, "Cry aloud, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people of their sins." That's what Noah was doing. That's what Mr. Armstrong did. So we see a man of faith in Noah. We know he had real faith because, one, he responded to God's word and his call. Two, secondly, he rebuked the world, and his faith stood out as a shining light against that dark world. And thirdly and last, his faith was real because he received God's righteousness. Last part of it, we're still there. Last part of Hebrews 11, verse 7, last part. And it says, and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. He became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Sure, you can drum up your own righteousness, which seems to be all around us in this world. But what is that? It's filthy rags. If you're taking notes, please see Isaiah 64 and verse 6. Interesting read. There's only one way one can have the very righteousness of God, and that is by true faith. So you see, Noah illustrates the life, the walk, and the work of faith in every way. He is a model of faith for every last one of us. May we all be more like Noah. To really believe and obey God, no matter how difficult it may become. And believe Scripture, don't believe me. That time of trouble is coming soon. And may our faith stand as a rebuke to this corrupt world. May our faith be that which establishes us in the sight of God as righteous. Trumpets is only a few days away, guys. Satan's wrath, Jacob's trouble, and the day of the Lord is near, much nearer than we think. Judgment is coming. I stand before you as an out of context Noah, saying, judgment is coming. Jesus is coming in great judgment. Judgment is coming to this world, and judgment is on the house of God now. Our only refuge is in the ark, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Take refuge in him and live.